No Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte.
I haven't heard anything from Charlotte for weeks. So?
What do you mean, Anna?
So? Well, if I have to amplify it, so what? And we were only her sisters. She has no obligation to phone us. Charlotte often stays incommunicado for ages.
Never without a reason.
She leads her own life, just as we try to lead ours. Ah, there's nothing sinister about it. More wine.
Thanks.
Look, are you worried about Charlotte? Because you could ring the police. Or even simpler, you could ring her. Have you rung her recently?
Good heavens, no.
Why not?
I don't want to hear all the sordid details, do I?
What do you mean?
There is only ever one reason why Charlotte suddenly goes incommunicado. It always has a pair of trousers, two legs to put in them, and other exclusively masculine attributes.
Ah, right. So you won't be ringing her, then?
Good heavens, no. She imagines I have any interest in her grubby sex life. Well, if she thinks I want a blow-by-blow account of her latest conquest. If she thinks I have a nosy drop of blood in my body, well, she has a very inaccurate assessment of the kind of person I am.
Mm. Good.
Is the bottle empty?
No, no, there's a bit left.
Oh, lovely. She hasn't run you by any chance, has she, Anna?
No, she hasn't.
Sorry, just going to get my aftershave. Excuse me.
For heaven's sake, Roger. We've been married for nearly 25 years. You haven't got used to the sight of my naked body by now.
Due at Bob and Alison's 8, shall we?
8, of course.
Funny, I thought it was in here.
Your aftershave? Oh, Benji had it.
Benji? Well, he's 13, he doesn't shave. Doesn't need aftershave.
You want him to smell nice, don't you?
Not in my aftershave, no.
Ah! Look!
What's the matter?
Look! Oh, back of my leg! There's another vein! Oh, why do I have veins?
Well, so that your blood's got somewhere to go round. If you hadn't got veins, you'd die.
Roger, are you being facetious?
No.
Oh, it is awful to see one's body falling apart, isn't it?
Come on, you're only talking about a vein.
I know, but it's a symptom. Soon there'll be more veins. Soon the back of my legs will look like that bit where the M1 goes off the M25. Oh, my body really does feel as though it's past its sell-by date.
Your body's fine.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes, of course it is. You look very good.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
For your age.
You didn't have to say that.
No. What I mean is, your body's still terrific. You know, considering you've had 3 children.
Oh.
And don't worry. Everyone thickens out when they get to our age. What's a few extra pounds after all?
I haven't got a few extra pounds.
No, of course not. No. Well, you still look terrific. You say Benji had the...
Do you remember, Roger, in the first years of our marriage, when we were going out for a dinner party, and I was in the bath, and you used to come in where you were half-dressed, and things used to happen?
But these days with the children...
They're all out.
Exactly, So they are, yeah. You said the aftershave was in Benji's room, right?
No.
And there's your receipt, madam.
Thank you.
And your card, and there are your towels.
Thank you very much. Hey!
I beg your pardon, madam.
Sorry. Excuse me, I've just seen my sister.
Oh, right.
Charlotte!
Oh, Anna.
You look terrific, madam. New rig out, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, I wouldn't dare wear anything as young as that, but you get away with it, just about. It's amazing what you can do with a bit of mutton, isn't it?
What's mutton got to do with anything?
Well, dressed as lamb, you know it. Oh, for heaven's sake, Charlotte, it was a joke.
Look, Anna, I must dash. I
quite like the red ones, Charlotte. They've got a bit of style.
Yes. Just go and have a look at some others, will you, Will? I must have a word with this person.
Okay, see you in a minute.
This person? Mm-hmm. Oh, for heaven's sake, Charlotte, what's going on? Nothing wrong with having a sister all of a sudden, is there?
No, nothing at all, of course not. Look, the thing is, Will's just moved into a new flat and I'm helping him choose some sheets and stuff.
Oh, actually, you've always been very generous to your godchildren.
Godchildren?
I'm always amazed how you keep track of them all. I suppose it's one of the penalties of getting married late.
What?
I mean, we're all your French breed and there you are, the potential godparent with no excuses. If you hadn't been so old when you had yourself, you'd have avoided...
Stop, one of my godchildren.
Oh, is he one of the students you do the tennis classes?
A student? Well, he's 27.
He looks younger. He's a handsome boy. Bet he flutters a few girlish hearts. Oh, he's coming to join us.
Anna, Will is my lover.
Oh.
I still think the red sheets.
Yes, well,
aren't you going to introduce us, Charlotte?
Yes, of course. This is Will.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And this is Anna, who is my aunt.
And I don't care what you say, it is still lying. Oh, I'd half a mind. Why didn't I just say I was your sister?
Thank God you didn't.
But Charlotte, you can't start a relationship on a lie. He's going to find out sooner or later. I mean, he can't imagine that you're his exact contemporary, can he?
No, of course he doesn't. He knows I'm older. That's part of the appeal. He says he's always fancied older women.
Well, lucky you.
Lucky me, indeed. The sex is absolutely... Oh.
I'm glad to hear it. And how much older does he think you are?
Well, obviously I haven't been too specific.
Obviously.
But he knows I won't see 30 again.
Oh, does he know you'd need a telescope to catch a glimpse of 40?
You ever been in love?
Oh, yes.
Well, then you know that when you're in love, age doesn't matter.
No, but I'd say honesty does, though.
You've always wanted to put a damper on anything I enjoy. I know it's only because you're jealous.
No, I promise you, Charlotte, I have never been jealous of you, and I'm certainly not jealous of you having a boyfriend who's 17 years younger than
15
you are.
15 years younger?
17.
Well, if you insist. But I'm an actress. I'm used to playing younger.
Oh.
Anyway, all right. Maybe you're not jealous of me.
I'm not!
But I bet Victoria will be when she finds out.
Oh, I just feel so low, Anna.
Well, you'll pick up, love. Come on, have a glass of wine.
No, thanks. No, I'm not drinking at the moment.
Why not?
Wait, I'm on a diet. Trying to ensure that there's a bit less of my disgusting body.
Victoria, stop being so melodramatic.
I'm not being melodramatic. Charlotte was always the melodramatic one.
Yes.
You haven't heard from her, by the way, have you?
I know I shouldn't be feeling like this,
but I just feel so old and ugly.
Victoria, stop it. You are looking terrific.
Pooh. Oh, yes. With a bit of concentrated remedial makeup work, I can just about pass myself.
Victoria, none of us look our best all the time.
I see. So I look like a real dog today, do I?
No, today you look absolutely fine. Other days, you look stunning, positively beautiful.
Oh, no. No, I've never been beautiful. Charlotte was always the beautiful one.
Oh, rubbish. She's the only person who's ever told you that.
Huh. Have you heard from her?
I did just bump into her in town. Anyway, not for long.
And has she got a new lover?
God,
that's all I need. To hear that Charlotte is still attractive enough to pull in men by the wagon load.
Oh, hardly by the wagon load. Just maybe by the hand cart.
So, what did she tell you about the new man?
Not a lot. He's apparently... Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Anna, darling.
Oh, hi.
Little Charlotte's got a favour to ask you, lovey.
Ah.
Sorry, is this a bad moment? Have you got someone there?
Well, Victoria's here, but...
Victoria? Oh, how super. Do let me have a word with her.
Victoria, it's Charlotte.
Oh, bless you, Anna, darling. Kissy, kissy. Can't thank you enough for doing this.
No, it's no problem. It fitted in quite well, actually. I was in town, so it's virtually on my way.
Do come through.
Is your sale back from school, yes?
Oh, any moment.
Oh, now this all looks different.
Well, I've just tidied up a teeny bit.
A teeny bit? What's that music?
R.E.M.
R.E.M. Rapid Eye Movement?
Yes. Do sit down.
Has Giselle got much stuff to get together because there is
no... No, it's all here, in that bag.
There's something different over there.
Hmm?
On the unit.
Don't think so. As I said, I just tied it up a bit. Now, I do hope Giselle...
Oh, it's your records! Now, where have all your records gone?
Oh, you know, technology moves on. CDs are so much more convenient.
Maybe. So, where are you going?
Going?
Yes, you and your
Don't use that word.
No, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to say it. I was going to say terrific new lover.
Ah.
So, where are you going?
What do you mean?
You asked me to have Giselle because you and Will were going away for the weekend.
Yes.
Your plans changed?
No. Well, not exactly.
So, you're not going away for the weekend?
No. Yes, we are going away for the weekend, except we're not. We're going to be here for the weekend.
You're going to be here?
Well, up until now, I've always gone to Will's place. I thought it was about time he sort of saw me in my natural environment.
Except this isn't your natural environment, is it?
Well,
I mean, a record collection for a start. No, but then that's not such a surprise, really. After all, what would a carefree young thing in her early 30s be doing with original copies of albums by the Kinks and the Moody Blues?
Now, come on, Anna.
Oh, good God! I have just realized what else is different in here.
What?
You've moved all the photos of Giselle off the mantelpiece. And I bet you've removed all her clothes and her toys from her bedroom, haven't you?
Well, some of them. Just put them in cupboards, out of the way, sort of. She's so untidy, you wouldn't believe...
Charlotte! Sometimes your behaviour leaves me speechless.
I wish it did.
I mean, shifting a sister up a generation to the status of aunt is pretty shabby. But editing an entire daughter out of your life comes under my definition of criminal.
You know, Roger, I sometimes wonder whether you're aware of me at all.
Of course I am, darling.
Oh, I know you're aware there is someone here. You know you're not alone in the room. But are you aware it's me? Me? Victoria? Who's sitting here with you?
Of course I am, darling. For heaven's sake, I married you, didn't I?
That's the ultimate answer, isn't it? The ultimate accolade. The ultimate imprimatur. I married you. What greater altruism can there be? What greater recognition of a woman's identity? Or, what greater means of suppressing that identity? Can you imagine what it's like to have your identity totally vacuumed away? Can you imagine what it's like to... Can you imagine anything, Roger? I imagine things all the time. I think I spend more time imagining things than doing real things, you know? Than actually being alive. And what I imagine is certainly more fun than being alive. I imagine lovers. I imagine a lover. He's younger. He is besotted with me. With my body. He can't get enough of me. When I get back from Sainsbury's, he leaps on me. No foreplay. Not the first time, but all the other times make up for that. And he's insanely jealous of you, Roger. I can't imagine why. He just hates the idea of anyone else, anyone, touching the body he worships. I tell him he needn't worry about you on that score, but he doesn't listen. He says he can't stand the idea of you even being alive. And then one evening, Our afternoon lovemaking has gone on longer than we intended. We just couldn't stop. And he's still here when you get home from work. He confronts you in the hall. Magnificent in his nakedness. He challenges you. Surprise, surprise! You don't respond. In fury, he grabs one of the clubs out of your golf bag and he brings it down on your head. One blow, that's all it takes. One shattering, poleaxing blow. I could say anything I like, Roger, couldn't I? You still wouldn't hear me. You haven't heard a single word I've said.
I don't like the idea of somebody I don't know messing about with my golf clubs.
No, I really think you ought to go now.
Oh, why?
You had enough of me.
No, darling.
I can never get enough of you.
Well, then?
It's just, there are some people who said they might drop in this evening.
People? It's not another lover, is it, Charlotte?
For heaven's sake, Will. Honestly, you're the only one.
But you have had other lovers.
Well, of course I have. You don't get to my age without... That is, even when you're only my age, you're bound to have a few encounters in your life.
But they're all over now.
Over, done, kaput, all of them. Now, I really think you should begin, Will. As I said, these people are...
You're not ashamed of me, are you? You're not ashamed of your friends meeting me?
Good heavens, no. It's just... Look, is that the time? Look, Will, I haven't been totally honest with you.
Oh?
No, the fact is, these people who are coming this evening, in fact, who are due any moment, aren't just friends.
What are they, then?
They're family.
I want to meet your family.
Yes, they've come to talk about a bit of a family disagreement. You know what families are like.
Well, surely it...
And it would be boring, 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 so I don't want to inflict it on you.
I don't mind.
It will also be private.
Ah.
So, if you don't mind...
No, no, of course not. I'll just get my stuff and
Here's your bag. Thank you. So, look, this weekend it's been absolute heaven. Call me later. Give me a warm port to go to bed with.
Oh, no problem.
And then I'll just...
Anna. That was good timing. I was just about to press the doorbell.
Yes,
Here we are. Back exactly when we said we'd be.
Yes.
Hello, we met in the department store.
Yes.
And who's this little girl?
Giselle. She's, my niece. Giselle! Darling! Very highly strung, my niece.
Yes. Well, perhaps I'd better be off. Bye. Talk later.
Bye, darling.
Charlotte, you disgust me.
Now, Anna, what do you do to me? I don't care about. I've grown up with your selfishness. You can't do anything to surprise me but disowning your own daughter.
Oh, darling, that's a bit over the top.
Over the top? Well, you'd certainly recognise something that's over the top, wouldn't you? And let's have this bloody music off, shall we? You don't have to listen to that racket anymore. The infant phenomenon has gone.
Anna, no, listen.
You listen. Do you realise the effect of what you just said could have on a child of Giselle's age?
Oh, come on, she's a tough little cookie. She knows I was only joking. I'll make it up to her.
What, by taking her out on a shopping spree? Buying her a new outfit?
Something like that.
A new outfit for someone 10 years older, like all the others you bought her?
Anna?
You're a fine pair, aren't you? Mother mutton-dressed as lamb and daughter lamb-dressed as mutton.
You're making rather a lot of this.
Yes, I am. And do you know why? Because I am absolutely furious.
I had noticed.
Have you been in touch with Victoria again?
What?
You've done your brilliant best to upset Giselle. I'm not having you doing the same to Victoria. She's very vulnerable at the moment.
Now, why should I want to upset Victoria?
Because you two have always wanted to upset each other.
Don't be ridiculous.
I know what you're like with a new lover, torn between keeping him to yourself and showing him off to Victoria.
Rubbish.
And there comes a stage, usually just at the point when the relationship's starting to go sour.
There's nothing sour about Will and me.
When you can't resist parading the new conquest for Victoria to drool over, and I would say you've just reached that point.
You do go on, Anna.
And I would put money on the fact that you fixed to introduce Will to Victoria and Roger. Oh, yes, Roger has to be there to rub salt in the wound. Within the next week.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I'm not. And when is it, Charlotte? And where?
Wednesday. We're meeting for dinner in a restaurant, I know.
Giorgio's?
Yes.
I see.
And for the bellissima signora, supremo veal, baby courgettes, and baby sweet gum. You like things nice, young, and juicy, don't you, Miss Graves?
Thank you,
Giorgio. No, whenever I see Miss Graves in here with one of her young...
Thank you very much, Giorgio.
Okay. You like more wine?
Yeah, I'll have another bottle of the same.
Si, si.
So, Will, what's your line of country?
Sorry?
She's asking what you do, darling, but you don't have to.
Oh, right. Well, I'm working as a barman at the moment.
Oh, a barman. Oh, what fun. My, you have got quite a catch here, haven't you, Charlotte? He's not doing it forever, are you, Will?
Well,
no, he's looking around, got lots of feelers out.
I'll say.
Honestly, Will, I can't take him anywhere.
You seem to manage.
But you're going to home in on a career soon, aren't you, darling?
Yeah, yeah. No rush, though. Plenty of time.
Oh, I don't know. You've got to get your career sorted out early. Otherwise, you miss out a few rungs.
Rungs?
Where's that wine?
Oh, here, signore.
Yeah, on the corporate ladder. Well, I'm now the finance director of a multinational food company, but I went into food straight out of university.
Ah. So, what sort of areas have you got feelers out in?
What?
Career feelers. You said you'd got some out.
Ah.
Will's had quite a few approaches about modelling, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to be keen on modelling. I remember in my teens could never get the smell of dope off my hands.
Oh, I wouldn't have expected you to be into
it. Yeah, well, balsa wood planes, great.
I didn't mean that kind of modelling.
No, of course these things change. Make them mostly out of plastic nowadays, I dare say, do they? Or is it fiberglass or graphite or one of these new fangled materials?
Victoria?
Oh, you know. Emily's made a great production of her Ruckus form.
A what?
Choosing universities. Which is rather complicated by the fact that she's currently saying she doesn't want to go to university. It's very tiresome.
From what I can gather, university's overrated, so I wouldn't worry if she...
Oh, don't worry. She'll go. She'll go.
So your kids are nearly university age?
Yes. Makes you wonder where all the years have gone.
Of course, our parents did believe in spacing the family out, didn't they? I was very much an afterthought.
What? Afterthought, eh?
Anna.
Good heavens. Thank you. What on earth are you doing here?
Oh, well, I was just passing and I saw you all through the window. Well, I couldn't go by without saying hello, could I?
No, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Do you want to order?
No, I've eaten, thank you. But I'll have some wine.
Oh, fine. What? This glass is clean. There you go. I just topped myself up, too.
As you say, what a coincidence.
You haven't met Will. Ooh. He's,
I've met Will. I always like to keep tabs on my niece's boyfriend.
Niece? Anna, if you've just come
and
here...
And Will, I hope you're enjoying seeing some other members of Charlotte's family, apart from her niece, who, of course, you've already been introduced to.
Yeah, it's...
So who else have you met so far? Roger is presumably Charlotte's grandfather, and Victoria is what, another aunt?
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Nor am I.
Yeah, and I bet Charlotte wishes she wasn't with me either. What's the matter, Charlotte?
I'm feeling a bit off colour.
Hot flashes?
No! Oh, Charlotte, you too. I am having terrible problems with... No, can't we talk about something else?
Yes. What should it be? One of those safe staples of middle-class dinner party conversation?
Look,
I know. What were we all doing when we heard the news of Kennedy's assassination?
Well, I was... Oh, but Will, of course, you wouldn't have been...
And what were you doing, Charlotte? Just sitting out in the ether, waiting to be born?
I must go. I'm suddenly not feeling well at all.
Oh, you're okay?
No, I'm a bit... I'll be fine. Just get a cab, go home and lie down.
But
don't break up the party. You don't have to leave, Will.
Oh, fine. I'll give you a call in the morning, then.
What? Roger, go and help Charlotte find a cab.
Yes, sir. Actually, I must just nip off to the gents first.
I really don't know what's happening to Roger's bladder these days.
Oh?
It's his age.
Oh. I'll be in touch with you all.
Do you think Charlotte's really okay?
Oh, yes.
Just her age. I'll go and sort out a cab for her.
So, here we are. Just the two of us.
Great, isn't it?
What? Oh, very nice, yes.
I've been wanting to be alone with you all evening.
I beg your pardon?
Didn't you feel it, too?
Feel what?
The chemistry between us.
What well,
sign are you?
Sign? Oh, Scorpio.
Perfect! I knew it. I'm Aquarius.
Look, really,
You've got lovely hands. I knew your skin would feel wonderful. Victoria, I want to have an affair with you.
Will? I'm old enough to be your mother.
That's part of your appeal. I love older women.
But you're Charlotte's love.
Charlotte's so immature.
You mean not old enough?
I really love older women.
Oh. Well, get much older than me and you'll have to negotiate a Zimmer frame.
I think you're so beautiful.
What? But Charlotte's the beautiful one.
And that husband of yours clearly isn't aware of the treasure he's got.
Now, Will, please. Roger, maybe I'm demonstrative.
Demonstrative, am I? I can be quite demonstrative enough, thank you very much, when I see some pea-brained adolescent toying my wife. What a demonstration of how demonstrative I can be. Come on, boy, what a... Put it this...
Signor, I don't want any trouble in my restaurant. Let me get a little spice.
No, signore.
Giuseppe, Marco, come on here.
Yeah, touch a little blood.
Don't frighten me, sorry, Will.
Well, I wouldn't be, Victoria.
Victoria, come on, woman. Come on.
I better go. Goodbye, Will.
Goodbye.
Yes, I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
Victoria!
Coming, Roger. Oh, Anna, the bill.
No, I'll sort it out and I'll let you know the damage.
Fine. Roger, darling, I was so proud of
you. Well. Sorry about all that. Families, you know.
Don't be sorry. I thought you handled it magnificently.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you were magnificent the first time I met you in that department store.
What?
Didn't you feel it, too?
Feel what?
The chemistry between us.
Well, I can't honestly say...
What sign are you?
Sign? Libra.
Perfect. I knew it. I'm Aquarius.
No, really...
You've got lovely hands. I knew your skin would feel wonderful. Anna... I want to have an affair with you.
Will, I'm old enough to be your mother.
But that's part of your appeal. I love older women. Oh, Anna, from the first moment I saw you.
In episode 1 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Jonathan Coy played Roger, David Antrobus, Will, and Michael Tudor Barnes, Giorgio. Music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Anne Jobson.